Okay, an introduction to Islam. Taking the gospel to the followers of Allah. And right off the bat, I want to remind everybody, we're not here to win an argument. We're not here to be clever. We're here because there are people that are lost in Islam following a false god. And they would say that about us, so it's fair for us to say that about them. Two things can't be true and contradict each other at the same time, you know. So we're going to take a close look at what kind of God Allah is and why your Muslim friends are literally dying for want of hearing the good news of their true father and his son, Jesus. So do not fear. We should just have a heart for Muslims. And when we meet them, we share the gospel with them. And we don't have to worry about being Muslim scholars, and we don't have to worry about knowing the Quran very well. We can just know the gospel as presented in the Bible and share that with them. We're not going to go through all Muslim doctrine. We're not going to open up the Quran and recite it together or anything like that. We're simply just going to do a study to know the basics of where it came from and what they believe and where they differ with us and how to talk to them about the gospel. So who was Muhammad and what was his message? So Muhammad was orphaned at about 6 years old. He lives in, or he lived in, what's now Saudi Arabia. And he's got a sad childhood, I'd say. He was orphaned by his mom died when he was six. His dad died before he was born. His grandfather took him in, but then his grandfather died 2 years after taking him in when he was 8 years old. Then his uncle took him in. And he ends up marrying a rich widow named Khadija. And she's like 20 years older than him, something like that. She's a little bit older than he is. And he worked for her as a traveling tradesman, like on caravans, going around different towns and trading. And he lived in Mecca with her. And Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. And legend has it, or Islamic tradition has it, that while praying in the cave of Hira, the angel Gibril, which is Arabic for Gabriel, appeared to him and commanded him to recite what would become the first of the verses of the Quran to be revealed. And he began to gather followers from mostly the poor of society, but was persecuted by the polytheists that dominated the region at the time. And him and his followers then moved to Medina at the invitation of some converts there. And in Medina, Muhammad quickly flourished as a statesman, and Islamic tradition says that he unified the city, which was plagued with a bloody history. And he unified it by constructing a city constitution known as the Medina Charter, which created an association known as the Ummah, with Muhammad as its leader. And it basically granted him de facto political leadership, and then he combined that with religious authority and made himself a theocracy, a little theocracy for himself that grew. It didn't remain little. And despite these successes and him teaching to pray towards Jerusalem and observe the Jewish fasts, the Jews rejected him. So he first tried to recruit these Jews and gain some legitimacy with the Jews. So he did all the Jewish fasts. He taught his people to pray towards Jerusalem, but the Jews didn't want anything to do with it. Keep in mind, this is like the 7th century. So we're talking 700 years after Christ. And the Jews in Jerusalem, they still didn't want anything to do with Christianity or Islam now. But they rejected him. And then he ordered, after they rejected him, for all of his followers to then pray towards Mecca. So I guess he didn't like the Jews for turning them down, and he decided, you know what, we're now going to pray towards Mecca. Well, he also said, we're not going to do Jewish fasts anymore, we're going to do Ramadan. And Ramadan is where the Muslims fast, but they don't fast like for days. They fast all day, and then they kind of feast at the end of the day. And they fast all day, and they feast at the end of the day. Now, after militarily conquering Mecca with around 10,000 men, he cleared the central polytheistic temple out and all of its idols, and that's what is known as the Kaaba today. And y'all might have seen it. It's a very beautiful temple, and it's got a big cube in the middle, and a bunch of people are walking around it and they're praying and singing and stuff, that's where the Muslims would take their pilgrimage that they're supposed to take at least once in their life. So it was a polytheistic temple. He went in, he cleared it out, and he set it up for Islam worship. And his message that was given to him from the angel Gabriel in this cave was, there is one God, Allah, and one prophet or messenger, Muhammad. And the point basically is, listen to what Muhammad says, because he's the final prophet from God. Now, the Quran was dictated by Muhammad, and that's their holy book that we're passing around. It's their holiest of book. It would be the Bible equivalent to us. And then there's another group of writings called, I thought it was called the Hadith, but I looked up today and it's called the Sunnah. So the Quran was written King James style, okay? It's old, much older than the King James English, actually. But it is written in 7th century Arabic, and it's written in a lot of the genre of the poetry of the time. And so as such, it does not lend itself to a systematic account of how one might apply the Quran's principles to daily life and activities. And after a while, lots of Muslims started going around the world. And so they didn't know with just this Quran how to live out the faithful Muslim life. And so the Sunnah was compiled. Its message, the Quran's message, is bound basically to the Arabic of the day, so it was hard. People, it's like if we gave you a Bible written in Shakespeare, you'd have no idea what it says. But it's in English, but it's in very, very old English. In an effort to establish the uniform practice of Islam for modern people all over the world, during the 9th century, Muslim scholars began to compile accounts of Muhammad's life and interpretations of the Quran.